USA Radio News with Dan Duraki.
A program to provide small businesses with loans to help them weather the economic impact of the pandemic has been extended for another 2 months. President Biden signed the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program Tuesday, which pushes the deadline to apply for loans back to May 31st.
It is a bipartisan accomplishment. Nearly 90,000 businesses are still online, and there's money left. Without somebody signing this bill today, there are hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their jobs and small family businesses that might close forever.
And COVID cases are now on the rise in 27 states, with health officials worrying that a fourth surge of infections is just around the corner. The U.S. is now averaging around 64,000 new COVID cases a day, the highest rate in more than a month. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead diplomatic efforts to deal with the immigration crisis on the border. But some Republicans have questioned whether or not she's the right person to handle the issue. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News that her support for amnesty makes her the wrong person to put in charge of immigration.
She's not going to get into this in any way, and if she were, she's the wrong person, because she's for amnesty for illegal immigrants. She is somebody who has fought with the ICE agents and always taken the side of the illegal immigrants. She's someone, while running for president, said illegal immigrants ought to receive free taxpayer-paid for health insurance. If we want to follow and solve this problem, we need to do what the border agents told us when we were there last week visiting with them. And that's reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy that worked under the Trump administration. And President Biden eliminated it on day number one.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Mount Rushmore National Memorial has been closed until further notice as wildfires burn out of control in the area.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling high winds and heavy smoke near Keystone, South Dakota, as wildfires force the closure of Mount Rushmore. Travis Bushman of the U.S. Forest Service gives us this update.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is closed and will, remain closed. We evaluate it really on a daily basis. But it's closed primarily because the fire has directly affected the two main access roads into the memorial.
The wildfire is burning in heavy dead and downed timber, with the National Weather Service estimating winds today gusting up to 55 miles per hour. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And NFL owners have approved a 17-game schedule for the 2021 season. Each team will now play an additional interconference game, with the regular season ending on January 9, 2022, and Super Bowl 56 pushed back a week to February 13th. The players initially agreed to the extra game in their 2020 collective bargaining agreement. The preseason will now be cut down to 3 games, with each team remaining with 1 bye week. The new schedule also guarantees that each team will play an international game at least once in an 8-year period. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.